This is a podcast from the BBC.
On Tuesday's podcast, we relive when Five Sauce snogged a dog. Good times. One of our listeners thinks it'd be good if I did investigating gangs like Ross Kemp. So you hear what that might sound like on today's show. More sliding into Famous's DMs and why I'm doing my supermarket shopping all wrong. And it's Scott here. Chris is here with me as well. Hi.
Hi.
You've been spending the morning doing something about kebabs?
Yeah, I've been eating a lot of kebabs today. This is good.
That's your job.
Oh, strange one. It's only for like something really, really, really small on Saturday Kitchen this Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I got to go and just eat a load of kebabs.
You love that show.
But I just feel really ill-informed on it.
I just feel really ill.
No. I feel good. Like, the kebabs were great, but I'm not a proper chef or anything, so I'm there giving my opinions on kebabs.
Proper chef
with the guy who's made it.
Mate,
they were so good though, banging.
Yeah,
but it's good news because it means I'll be on Saturday morning.
That's so good. I know it's your favourite show.
Oh, you know it.
And obviously, I got caught a snake before when I pied you off and went on there on my own.
Oh, but yeah,
a long time ago.
You were on the full-on show. You did the real thing.
Yeah, I am sorry about that in retrospect. But so you're on this Saturday, and be honest, how many kebabs have you eaten today? It's now 1:13 in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell, but I've eaten the equivalent of, I'd say, 4 or 5.
Oh, wow. Are we talking like late night after drinking kebabs?
So what they did is I went into a restaurant, and then I went to a kebab van, and then I went to another kebab restaurant. So it's kind of a mixture of them all. I've had Donner's, I've had Cheese, I've had everything.
Okay, but were any of them shaved off the
rotation? Yeah,
yeah,
I had one of the shaved ones. Oh, Scott, I've had one of the best mornings.
Wow, that's a great morning. Meanwhile, in my life, I've been having to watch what's actually on TV at that time, because my mum's staying, and you know, like, I can't remember the last time I ever watched stuff when it's actually on.
Mm.
But it was double Coronation Street last night, and Sandra has to watch that because apparently some man's about to, I don't know, something to do with cement. There's some cliffhanger.
Phelan,
right. Yeah. What's happening with him?
I don't know. I saw on Twitter last night loads of people talking about Phelan. And I was watching the football, and I think a lot of other people were watching Phelan.
My mum was like, oh, God, oh, the cement's going to dry soon. He's going to be stuck in there. I'd lost interest.
What's going on?
But I hope that's not a plot spoiler. Anyway, and then in between, because it was double Coronation Street, which is too much soap in one night for my liking, we had to watch the Jeremy Kyle files in between. I'm like, Mum, there's this thing called catch up now. You can watch whatever you want whenever. She's like, no, we'll wait for half an hour.
Here's what I don't understand. Why is it always you having to watch what your mum wants to watch? She's in your house. Why can't you say, right, Mum, this is what I do when I'm alone in the house.
Yeah.
When I've got the house to myself, this is what I like to watch.
Let's watch this.
This is what I like to wear. This is what I like to do.
It's always the same.
Now, you will join in with that.
It's always the same. And I'm saying it's a bit selfish of Sandra, to be honest. I am.
Mm.
But anyway.
What's she doing today? You haven't locked her in again, have you?
Well, she's in the house. She's got a key. It's fine. But you know what it's like back in the day? Not that long ago, we'd be like, oh, I've got to get home for 7:15 because X Factor. Oh! It's like that. But like all the time still.
Scott Mills.
So yeah, my mum's staying at the moment. You've seen my fridge. What's in my fridge normally?
Generally, water and wine.
Yeah. And sometimes one ready meal. So obviously when my mum comes to say I have to go and get some provisions. So I went to, you know, the certain shops that they say that they're a bit cheaper than some of the others.
Mm.
The Whittle one and the other one. Right in there, they scan the items like it's some kind of race. Like, are you going for the Olympics or what? It's so fast. It's like a blur. And that stresses me out. Like, can you slow down? Because I cannot pack that fast.
Also, at your one, is the checkout, like, ridiculously short as well? So
yes.
If you can't pack it enough, it's like, where am I? Oh, this is going on the floor.
Like, I'm not going to pack as fast as you're scanning.
Scott Mills.
You know they're really small checkouts
in
Whittle.
Yeah. And Wildy.
So I'm there desperately trying to pack. You were saying the same. It's really difficult, especially if you can't do the bags.
Right. Like, you're going too fast, babe.
Apparently, loads of people are texting and saying you're not meant to actually pack your bags there. You're meant to take them to some other place.
What, the benches?
To the benches or something and pack them there.
Is that why they're going so fast? And then I've never
been doing
that.
It wrong.
BBC.
We're both doing it wrong.
Scott Mills.
Ridiculous reaction to yesterday's Ghostbusters on the show. We spoke to a girl called Kim who'd been ghosted by a guy called Trevor. Then we called Trevor and explained. Like, why did you not get in touch with her again?
Everything was grand, and we were going to meet up. I was chatting to my friend, my mate, and he actually happened to be he was out one night, and then he ended up getting with her.
Oh, like the worst possible twist. I've got so many messages for it last night. It's on the podcast on the BBC Radio iPlayer app.
Scott Mills.
Nick and Axum saying, OMG, totally gripped to Ghostbusters yesterday. Addicted. What are the chances of that happening? Yeah, we're going to replay a bit more of that later on. But a girl called Kim got in touch. And it was a classic case of small town swap, really. In Northern Ireland, fancied this guy in the coffee shop next door to where she works. Then they got chatting, quite flirty, and then he blocked her on everything, all the social media. And then we found out why. If you want to get yesterday's podcast, you'll hear the whole thing, but we'll play a bit for you in a minute. By the way, podcast and listen to all of Radio 1 live on the BBC iPlayer radio app. So, for instance, like when something like that is happening and you're like, oh, I need to hear the rest of it. When you get out of the car, you don't need to stop listening to us because there we are, right there on your phone on that app. Get it? BBC iPlayer radio app, Radio 1's on there, and it's free.
We got so many tweets about that last night, didn't we, Scott?
Yeah.
It was a massive Ghostbusters. That's I saw something one. Else on Twitter that has really got me thinking ever since. Can I read it to you?
Okay, go.
It's a tweet that we both got sent. It says, okay, so this is from someone called United Singdom on Twitter. It says, my other half is obsessed with the idea that Scott Mills should do a Ross Kemp on Gang style show. Right?
Okay.
Bit weird. And every time someone mentions Radio 1, he's like, ha, Scott Mills on Gangs. It's really weird. Scott, can you just reply saying this is never happening so he'll just shut the hell up?
I'm not going to ever... Who's ever going to have me do a show on Gangs?
Scott also, Mills on Gangs.
Ross Kemp's got it sewn up.
But I think you could bring a whole new style to it. And either way, since I've heard this idea, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I think it would actually be brilliant. So I've got a bit of a favour to ask you, right? How about we can try and figure out if it could be a thing? Like, if I can provide you some of the music and maybe a clip from the actual Ross Kemp on Gangs,
right?
Perhaps we can add you into it and maybe hear what it would sound like if there was an amazing show called Scott Mills on Gangs. Are you keen? Think about, before you say no to me, by the way, because I know from your face you think this is a bad idea. Before you say no, just think, who could be listening right now? You could get that as a TV show. It could be massive.
Yeah. I mean, I know that ITV do listen quite
a lot.
They do. Obviously, I'd offer it to BBC first.
Obviously.
Okay.
Scott Mills and Gangs, yeah. Think about it.
I just can't quite hear it, but okay, leave with.
Scott Mills.
Connor on Twitter says, we need to make this happen. Scott Mills on Gangs. Could be a thing, Scott.
Yeah.
There's a demand. There's clearly a demand for it.
My friend Adam says, yes, brilliant idea. Let's put you on my local estate in South London and see how you get on. Okay.
Do you know why I think it's good? I think it would stand out. Because you wouldn't expect Ross Kemp to necessarily be on Gangs at the start of things, and now there's an association.
Yeah, there's absolutely no association at the moment, but then there wasn't... He was one of the Mitchell brothers.
Yeah, at the time, why is one of the Mitchell brothers investigating Gangs?
Yeah, so see, anything's possible. So, like, I could reinvent myself as that. Here's what I think it would be like, just if they're listening, to give the TV bosses a little taster of what to expect. I'm off to meet some Latino gang members from the south of Los Angeles. We're now following Joker in two vehicles full of gangsters. They're taking us to meet a gang called LA's Finest. And they're going to show us their neighbourhood, what they do, and what they get up to. We've driven for nearly an hour, which is long. But eventually, we get to the destination. This girl is 24 and has done well to stay in the gang this long.
Oh, hiya, this girl.
It looks super dangerous around here. How do you protect yourself, hon?
The thing that protects me is this.
It looks like a large trumpet.
You know what I mean?
So let me get this right. You walk around with that, do you?
This is what protects me every day. I never leave it home.
I'm a massive fan of Little Mix. What music are you into?
To me, if they're not where I'm from...
They're nothing.
They ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I was hoping you were a secret pop queen, but obviously not. How would you describe yourself, then?
I'm a gangster.
Now that I knew he didn't like Little Mix, I made my excuses and left.
Yeah.
It's just a taster of what's to come.
Scott Mills.
What's the reaction to the taster tape of Scott Mills on Gangs?
Well, from Jake, he says 110% yes. That's over 100%.
Okay, Michelle says... I know this is said in jest, but in reality would be a show for a new generation, take on it to what Russ does, where he's all mean and that. I'd just be really friendly to the gangsters.
Yeah, I think the way that you'd blend in, I think what the problem is with it is it's obviously two very different
worlds colliding. Characters.
Yeah, but that's what makes good TV.
That's exactly what I think. Dan in Basildon says, oh, you wouldn't spend 5 minutes. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in Basildon, mate. You need to hush your gums, Dan, because I actually spent a whole evening there once and went to Festival Leisure Park, went bowling and everything. So that's a whole, like, 5 hours or so.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio.
Radio.
Scott Mills.
One of my friends who just works in TV there has just messaged going, absolutely no way for Scott Mills on Gangs. That's okay, I'll offer it somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't need your channel.
What channel was it? Not saying.
It's ITV.
Or just take it. Well, fine, we'll take it.
We'll take it somewhere else.
Wherever.
Well, yeah. We'll start with the BBC and move downwards, yeah?
Scott Mills.
Here's a question to you. If you made a whole reality TV show with your partner, okay? Made the whole thing, and then you and your partner split up, but the show had already been made, would you still want that on TV? I'm saying a definite no.
Okay. And when was the breakup? Was the breakup...
fairly recently.
Okay, so just before the TV show was due to come out?
Yeah, the TV show... let's say the TV show is going to be on this Wednesday, but you've now broken up, and you're going to have to... well, you could not watch it, but I probably still would watch it. And there's you and your partner in happier times... but now you're not together.
Well, it's the worst possible situation.
Right, I'd be on the phone to the TV company going, can we stop this show, please? Because, like, it's just going to remind me of everything.
But the cynical side of me would go, well, people will be a lot more interested in the show if we're broken up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that is the case. Like, I'm just saying...
I wonder if the breakup is part of the show.
That's what I mean. Like, if the breakup's on the show and you're watching the show and it's an awkward situation, more people are going to watch it, right?
I'm talking about the two people that are going to face this problem on Wednesday night, which are Love Island's Chris and Olivia.
I mean, it's either way, not a nice situation.
There's a show coming out this Wednesday, which I think is like a 6-part, 8-part series about their fabulous relationship, only it's not anymore.
Scott Mills.
Than the new Maroon 5.
I'd never said that. What I said is there's parts of that's it. Do you know, you're such a... what I mean is, like, there's
also
parts
one of
that
the
song.
What's wrong with that? One of the biggest and biggest selling bands on the planet.
I'm saying that...
on the universe?
I'm saying that if they did songs like that, it could be really, really good.
They just have.
Yeah, true. You know when Five Sauce came in, I don't think it was last time, we got them to do something called 5 Seconds of Snogging.
Yeah.
And I happened to watch that the other day.
Didn't they snog a dog?
We got them to snog a dog, we got them to snog a sausage, and some kind of hairy fruit.
Like, I'm not being funny. Why didn't it go viral, or did it and
it
I don't
did.
Remember?
It, so this is the thing, like, when we found out we were going to do that as Tune of the Week, when you decided we were going to do that, I went looking. It's had like 2 million views, this thing, which makes me think, if they do come in, let's get them snogging something more extreme. I don't know what.
Now there's loads of people in the live now watching it going, yeah.
It's well good.
I like it. I was like, oh, why didn't it go viral? 2 million, quite good.
One.
Scott Mills.
Oh my God, I found some of this 5 seconds of snogging video that I was telling you about.
I'd completely forgotten about this. Okay.
We need to bring this back. This is so good.
Off you go, Callum. So, get ready. Kiss it.
Oh! Oh, God.
What is it? Kiss
oh
it.
God.
5 seconds.
Come on, 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
It smells like it. Oh, God, it's alive.
5 seconds.
It's moving.
Kiss it.
Is that an Ewok?
Kiss it.
Okay. Oh, God.
5 seconds, otherwise. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, five. What do you think it is?
Oh, is it a sausage dog?
It's not a sausage dog.
Close.
Oh, is it a chihuahua?
Oh, it's so cute.
It's actually an Ewok.
It's an Ewok.
It's not going to dog.
Weird. But look at the views. You can't argue with the views.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I won yesterday with a song we'd all forgotten about. Dearly Beloved. That's how it starts. It was Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up. James, 22 in Leicester. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What are you doing, please, with your rubbish phone signal?
Just to work.
Okay, what do you do?
Make windows.
Okay, it's probably our end, to be honest. Our phones were installed in the 1800s and they haven't changed them since.
Yeah.
So you play football every day?
Yep.
Why every day and how?
Do you mean in real life or on,
real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you find enough games to play? Sorry, I'm not into football as much to know this. Surely you've got one team that don't play every day, no?
No, I play four different teams.
Four?
What?
Yeah, four.
Would that, if you're playing football every day, that suggests to me that actually what you do with your life is you're a footballer, but you also make windows on the side. Because you're spending more time playing football.
Yeah. Though, so.
That's awesome.
Well, that's pretty cool. You must be fit.
Also, like, as if that's not enough, it says in front of me that you're captain of a pool team.
Yep.
I didn't really know that you get full on pool teams, as in like snooker teams, Scott, but not snooker pool.
Yeah, pool.
Wow.
English pool.
I think there's two of you because I don't know how you have enough time to fit all this stuff in. Window making, four football teams, and captain of a pool team.
Well, busy, ain't you?
You'd be good at pool, actually, Scott.
I'm good at pool.
You'd be dreadful at snooker.
No, I am.
Because you can be fluky at pool.
I am, because my dad had a really old pool table in our old garage, and I was surprisingly good at it.
Yeah, you'd be surprisingly good. It's a bit like playing Mario Kart. Do you know what I mean? It sort of favours people like yourself who aren't generally that good at these type of things.
Okay, so you're saying it's a budget snooker.
I'm not saying it's a budget snooker. I'm just saying it's a bit like doing bowling with the bumpers down.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Yes. Katy Perry, the one that got away.
You're having a strange week this week. I thought yesterday's was an odd choice from you.
It's quite melty, this one. I'm just trying to pick stuff we've not had before.
It's good. I've not heard this for time, actually. Sort of forgotten it.
My singing doesn't help it at all. Okay, yes.
Or my banger choice is this. Classic Chili Peppers.
Strong.
Yeah. Forgot how much I love this song.
It's By the Way. Okay, James, over to you.
It's not really an odd one today.
No, I know you're good. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. I mean, it is a great, great song, but I feel that you played it safe there, you know what I mean?
See you, Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I was just trying to change things up a bit.
I would love a day that you can play a good song like that and not have any complainers whatsoever. Just one day that no one tweets or texts things like this. Shocking. Turning down the radio to play Katy Perry on my phone instead. Like, don't do that.
That's from a disappointed Zoe. Yeah, but there's loads of really good ones. Well done, Chris. You've finally done something right. Banger. Terrible choice. There's Callum in Somerset. I hope his pool cue snaps. Don't be so nasty.
I hate compliment insults like that. You've finally done something right.
Gemma the dog groomer in Leicester. Didn't like either of them. And a lot of people saying he must be single. Four football teams and pool. I know. I mean, he's got... And window making as well. Okay, so it's 1-1, everything to play for tomorrow on Bangers at 2:40. Scott Mills here. So they've released the trailer for the final season of Suits with Meghan Markle in.
Oh.
So it's the last thing she did before she announced she was with Harry.
Mm.
And it's really weird because she's kissing her on-screen lover. I reckon the watching of Suits, the viewing, must have gone up so much, don't you reckon?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, I used to like it anyway, and this is a guy that she's been going out with on the show for ages. But when you watch the trailer, it's like, don't kiss him. Don't kiss him, because the Queen is not going to be happy with that. Don't kiss him. Kiss Harry only, please. And then you realise it's make-believe.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
You've not been messaging Steph Pratt as well, have you?
Not Steph Pratt, no, just a amount of other celebs.
Oh, so not just one, loads?
Yeah. Like, multiple. We're talking, like, 10 in one night.
Oh, just one night, was it?
Yep, and absolutely no replies. Got pied from every single one.
Is this just a numbers game, then? The idea being, if you just get in contact with as many celebrities as possible, one of them will come through?
Yeah, exactly. I thought I'd just spread the chances over a few people.
Okay, can I go through in order who you messaged, please, and what it was?
So this is James Corden at 5:08 in the morning. A selfie first, then a love heart.
Okay, so selfie and love heart to James Corden. Wait, it was late.
Yeah, lots of bottle wine.
What reply were you expecting from a love heart to James Corden?
I just thought, you know, he would reply with, yeah, I love your work too. I secretly kind of wanted him to get me on Carpool Karaoke, but no.
Right. This annoys you a little bit, I think, Scott.
I'm not going to get a reply.
It's like people who ask Ed Sheeran to come and play at their wedding.
It's not going to happen. Let's be realistic.
Why does it annoy you so much?
Because, actually, this could be my rage. We're on Rage Against the Answer Machine tomorrow. This might be a thing. Like, it's not going to happen. If any of us message these people, they're not going to reply.
So what's annoying you? Is it the fact that people are wasting their time?
Yeah, you think that they're going to. You actually do, and they're not going to.
You don't really think about that at that time of the morning, do you?
No, not at 5:00. But I'm just being honest. You won't get a reply. So what's the point? You're wasting your time. Just text your friends instead. WhatsApp them. Okay, so James Corden first. Then who do we have?
Then went for Adele. Wasn't really expecting that much from there.
Right, and what did you send?
That was just a selfie of me and my flatmate.
Okay.
How's that going to go to reply?
I think we were just kind of, you know, like, thinking that she was our pal, hoping that she would open it and think, oh, I want to be friends with these girls.
Okay. Unrealistic, as I said. But, okay, so we've got James Corden, then Adele, then who?
Then we got Ed Sheeran. That's just a simple, how you doing?
Yep.
Then Justin Timberlake. And we say, how you doing, JT? We've been with you your whole journey since NSYNC.
We've been with you all the way, JT. Okay.
Then this is when we really shocked the stars. We messaged Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why did you message him?
I'd recently started following him, and, you know, he's just always posting about the environment, so I thought I'd go down that route, and I was like, maybe we can get him. And so we messaged him saying, I put a can in the recycling bin today. Will you love me?
Oh my God.
I'm glad so.
That's not a bad idea.
We appreciate the love that Rose had not to let you on that door.
One of my favourite parts.
What a weird thing to put to the actor in that film, though. What are you on about? You appreciate the love that she had for not letting him on the door?
Yeah.
What?
But she didn't let him on. He
Yeah, if anything, it was kind of unkind.
It was slightly selfish.
But if she was if he were to get on, then she would have fallen off and they both died.
Not necessarily, but anyway.
Any reply from Leo?
Sadly not. No.
Funny that.
No.
Zoe, this is too good. Are you right to hang there a second?
Yeah, no problem.
Scott Mills.
Oh, you see, the more people that confess to the celeb DMs, the more we get. Keep them coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. No need to be embarrassed. We've all thought, I know, I'll message so-and-so because you can on Twitter and Instagram.
But there are a lot of people who actually know how to get reply.
Yeah.
And have done so.
Yeah, I'd be interested how you get their attention.
Like, Liam on Twitter says, Scott and Chris, not always a waste of time. Message Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. Okay, it's not DiCaprio, but still. To meet me and my now fiancé last February to help with my proposal. And then he's shown a picture. They're all in some cafe.
So it did work.
Worked.
Zoe's still with us. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
Okay, so who is next on your list of people to slide into their DMs on Instagram?
And then we thought, let's be a bit more realistic and we'll go for MIC.
Hang on, so you dropped from Leonardo DiCaprio down to Made in Chelsea?
Yeah, I think we kind of realised that it's not going to happen with the A-listers, so just went down a few pegs. And we started off with a proud lot, because he's actually liked one of my Insta photos before, so I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, we get one from him.
Anything?
And with it, no, we didn't. No. Yeah, radio silence. Okay. Yeah.
So we've gone through James Corden, Adele, Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake, Leonardo DiCaprio, then we've dropped down to Proud Lock, no offence, Proud Lock. Still nothing. Who next?
And then we ended up with Spencer Matthews. This one I do remember, and it was just like us two with, like, you know, the tagline Glasgow. I don't even think I would reply to that, to be honest.
No. Just a selfie of you both and the word Glasgow in the picture.
Yeah.
No, it's, and this is nothing against you. It just, I don't know if that would have grabbed Proud Lock.
No, that's Spencer Matthews.
Oh, Spencer.
Oh, no, it was Proud Lock. It was actually the chat up line of my now boyfriend used on me.
Okay, did you have a boyfriend when you were messaging these people?
Oh, yeah, but he knew it and he found it funny.
Okay, so what did your boyfriend say to you when you first started chatting, which you then used on Proud Lock?
Weather, do you in fridge, but not in refrigerator. Just a bit of a conversation starter. But yeah, it didn't start any conversation.
And that worked with you?
Yeah. My boyfriend, yeah, you know.
Why is there a D in fridge?
Why is there a D in fridge and not in refrigerator? It's just a conversation starter.
That's true, though. I never thought about
it's
that.
It's more trivia than... Yeah.
Don't just willy-nilly message somebody you don't know about D in the fridge.
Yeah, then we stopped.
And zero replies.
Zero replies.
Scott, there must be a way of getting hold of celebrities. Do you know what I mean? There must be something that she can do to improve her chances. All she's tending to do is use dreadful chat-up lines, either a selfie of herself and her friend, or just like minimal chat about the environment.
I wonder what it is to get a star's attention.
There'll be someone listening who has managed to do this.
Let us know what you did to get that person to reply to you, whoever it is, 81199, or just send it to me and Chris Socials. Tom in Nottingham says, Zoe set her sights very high with Leonardo and Adele there. I slid into the DMs of the girl that came third from Great British Bake Off from last year. Nothing.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hey, Scott, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how can I help?
I'm just wondering about Ghostbusters with me yesterday.
Yes, Ghostbusters yesterday was quite a moment. How did you feel about it when listening to it?
I said it should have been a red level cringe warning because it was just so cringeworthy.
Did you hear it live on the show or on the podcast?
No, I caught it back on the podcast.
Okay, you see, that's why if you miss any of our stuff, get to the BBC iPlayer radio app. You can listen to Radio 1 live on there whenever you want. So if you get out of the car or whatever, we're there on your phone. Get the app. It's free. And also you can catch up on stuff you missed, like Ghostbusters from yesterday. It was a good one, though, wasn't it?
It was really good. And it was just like, I was a bit speechless and just laughing because I didn't know how to respond to it.
I know. Right, here's the moment. We called this guy yesterday, Trevor. Now, he had ghosted a girl called Kim and blocked her on all social media. They'd met up, they had flirted before, and then absolutely nothing. So we called him to ask why.
Hello?
Hello, is that Trevor?
Yeah, that's it.
Hiya, my name's Chris Stark. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1.
Okay.
It's a bit of a random call, this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Chris, would you like to explain?
Yeah, basically, we connect people that may have gone on a date or maybe were dating for a little bit, and then it hasn't worked out for whatever reason.
Or they've just been chatting.
We were contacted by a girl called Kim. Have you heard of Kim? And she was on saying, oh, do you know what? I met this bloke once. I kind of fancied him a bit. He was working in a
coffee shop.
And for whatever reason, the date didn't really end up happening.
Yeah.
And she noticed she got blocked on Instagram and Snapchat and various things. And so we were just going to give you a little call out the blue today to find out what happened.
Yeah, I do remember that.
The date never happened, did it?
No, it didn't happen.
Okay, but why didn't it happen? Was there some time issues or something?
No. Everything was grand, and we were going to meet up. I was chatting to my friend, mate, and he actually happened to be. He was out one night, and then he ended up getting with her.
What?
And then I only found out about it whenever I told him I was going to go meeting her up and stuff, because she knew my mates and stuff.
This is a curveball.
Yeah.
In what we heard, because we just heard guy in coffee shop, fancy guy in coffee shop. We're going to meet up for a date. Never really heard from him again. And but no, there's another side to this.
Yeah,
and this was your friend, was it?
Yeah, a bit of a twist, like. But yeah, no, it was that's what kind of happened. She hit me on Facebook, and then I have pictures up of me and mates and stuff, and then she knew my mates, and then end up she got with one of them, and then I was like, nah, I'm not into that now.
Okay, we need to get both sides of the story here. So, Kim, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh,
Kim, you're currently through to the ghost. This was a curveball that you didn't tell us about.
I did not know this.
Okay, at the time, I didn't know it was his friend. I will admit that.
Oh no.
I was just on a night out.
Oh no.
Right.
Okay, but did you know that he knew?
No.
Oh. Chris from Wrexham. Chris from Wrexham, how do you feel hearing that again?
It sends shivers down my spine.
I know. I know. A day after, it's still like, ah.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.